1620-94.5 WTAW. In the first two October meetings of the Brazos County Commissioners Court included economic development updates. During the October 3rd meeting, a consultant for the Brazos Valley Economic Development Corporation reported to county commissioners about the performance of incentive agreements with six corporations. The consultant, Mahar Masso, also provided an observation about the operations of the BVEDC.
The BVEDC is doing a wonderful job staying on top of this. They've really cleaned up their reporting and the monitoring. I think everyone's on the same page.
The EDC's report to county commissioners, the same as it was presented in July to the College Station and Bryan City Councils. Two companies ended agreements last year. Four others were responsible for generating almost 1,200 jobs with a combined payroll of nearly $90 million. During the county commission's October 10th meeting, there was an update on the compliance of two economic development agreements that are monitored by only the county auditor's office. These are agreements for the county rebates part of the property taxes that are paid when requirements are met. County Auditor Katie Connor says it's after the developer exceeds requirements for adding taxable value on the affected land. One is the developer of the Oakmont subdivision in East Bryan, which reached a total appraised value in 2021 of almost $70 million.
We have paid $570,264 to date on that. Their incremental value is well over the $5 million that was required. And they did the infrastructure going out university.
Brazos County Auditor Katie Connor also reported the county returned more than $177,000 over the last 6 years to the owner of the property. That's the former College Station Academy store and surrounding property. One of those requirements, adding at least $1.5 million of tangible personal property. Another requirement, pursuing new industrial and commercial tenants.
It's written such that it would be very difficult to quantify exactly what that means, but I'm assuming they are pursuing.
Neither of the county's agreements require creating jobs. This is 1620-94.5 WTAW.